Here's a thought I'll title, The One Perfect Size. One of the first decisions we have to make as photographers when we're making a print is what size to make it. And I've witnessed numerous discussions in which a photographer has proposed the idea that there is one perfect size for every image. This is a lot more widespread than you might guess. And it's not my intention in today's commentary to bring this topic up to attack or defend it, to either say that, yes, there is one perfect size, or no, you can make it many different sizes. But what I'm really interested in knowing is, how do they know? It would seem to me that in order to determine that there's one perfect size for a given print, we'd need to make it in every possible size to determine which one is best. You'd have to somehow line them all up and compare them one against another. But I don't know photographers who do that. Perhaps someone does, but I'm just not aware of it. And of course, there's another element of this discussion about one perfect size, and that is there only one perfect distance away from a print to view it? Some people get close to a print, particularly if it's a small print. Some people prefer to be farther away and see it from across the room. Is that a function of its size or a function of its content? Is it important that we see all the little tiny details in a print? Then maybe we want to get closer to a big print. On the other hand, if there's not a lot of little tiny details that are important to the composition, then maybe a smaller print is appropriate and we can view it farther away. And then, of course, we have to add one more element to it in this day of digital photography, and that is we're not in control of the size of the device that people are using to look at our images. So if there's one perfect size for a print, how do you deal with that in an age of monitors, tablets, and phones? I think maybe intellectually I like the idea that there's one perfect size and that that perfect size is the one in which I've made the print. But is that just my best guess because I don't make an image in a bunch of different sizes? So it's not really that possible for me to make that conclusion based on any evidence. It's just a gut feel. And how would I ever know that my gut feel is wrong? Now, if I see an image in a book, for example, and then I go see a gallery exhibition or something in a museum where I look at that same image and it's much bigger, do I then say, well, this one's right and this one's wrong? Or do I change my expectations based on the media of presentation? So it seems normal that a matted and framed print might be larger than a print in a book. And by the way, that can go both ways. You could say that an image in a book, because it's smaller, appears to be sharper than an image that's large and on the wall, where any little bit of camera movement or softness in the lens is more likely to be visible. Which is, quote-unquote, better, the sharper small print or the bigger detail-revealing larger print? And how are you going to know? Again, we're back to gut feel. Spinning this round and around and around, I've come to the conclusion, at least for my work, that the idea that there's a perfect size for a print is simply an invalid conclusion, that perhaps the best size is the one you make, and as a maker, if it doesn't feel right, then you make a different one until it feels right. And that feeling is not only the size, but it's the contrast, and it's the cropping, and it's the materials, and glossy or matte surface, and it goes on and on and on. But once you've made a print, that's probably the only size and the only treatment that people will ever see. And that either has to sink or swim on its own.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.